right away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cause an acne astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureaus of black arrangement. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Sad rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging and asked to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crap.
WMFO in Medford, and I'm quite not ready yet. Let's go for another one, round of that, huh? I wasn't trying to obliterate that song. We got Perilous in the room. We'll be talking to them in a minute. It is a crash course for the Reavers, and bear with me. You know what? We'll play a different Thigh Scraper since you just heard most of Drive In Saturday. All right.
When I was young, I used to smoke a lot of pot.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. You got a taste of Shatter. While I was trying to do something else. Here we go. I'm going to put up a long David Bowie song so I can fix everything that's wrong in the studio at the moment. That's right. Length. Width of a Circle, David Bowie, Santa Monica, 1972.
Yeah.
It's a crash course for the Ravers. We'll be back soon with Perilous. Stay tuned. Thank you.
logic for a ride.
$1 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
.5 WMFON Medford, and that is Perilous. Brand new album, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brand spanking new. It's called Yeah! What they all said just now.
Yeah.
It says 2023 on it, released though.
Yeah, well, it was late in 2023.
So it's new.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Rock and Roll Kiss. Reminds me of Dolls with a, you know, great big kiss. And, yeah, another one with a kiss in it. What was it?
Looking for a Kiss.
Looking for a Kiss, right,
oh,
right, right.
No,
you must believe I'm in love, LUV.
Yep.
So it's Perilous. Am I saying it right?
Perilous.
Perilous.
As in dangerous.
Yes.
Very danger. Over here, a lot of danger on this side.
Why don't we introduce, we'll start with names and instruments, starting with you.
Hi, I'm Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Bass guitar.
Nice.
Favorite instrument. It's the one I always wanted to play, so I do.
You do play it.
I do. I do. I always wanted to, and I do.
Okay.
It made it happen.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm Pauline, and I'm vocals, and I don't play anything.
That's fine. Yeah, you play your vocals.
Yes,
you
do. I
play
my vocals.
Yes.
I'm a vocalist.
That's an instrument.
Yeah.
Yes. Cheers. I'm Bobcat, lead guitar, songwriter, and rock and roll gypsy.
What's up, Bobcat? Good to see you.
Yes, thank you. Nice to be back in Boston.
My name is Paul, and I play the drums.
Hi, Paul. Good to meet you.
Thank you as well.
The name of the album is Yeah. How'd you come up with that?
Because we say it in almost every song. It's just,
we're very agreeable. I mean, that's what it really is.
Yeah. Or it would be called No.
It'd be called Nah.
Nah. And Perilous, who came up with that one?
Yeah, so I was in a band a long time ago called Pauline and the Perils from Buffalo, New York. And I just wanted to do something with the peril word in there. So Perilous. And then I didn't realize until much later it meant dangerous, mm-hmm. which is really actually true.
You guys
are
dangerous?
Dangerous, we are.
All right,
better watch out.
Always on the edge.
Security, we're in Studio A. So how long have they been around?
2 years. Almost 2 years, yeah? Right?
Yeah.
2 years.
Fully formed as of February 2022.
You mentioned some bands you were in. Why don't you have you guys all been in other bands before this?
Yeah, I was in local bands on and off since I was
Anyone
probably...
Anyone you want
a cool name. Come on, a cool name.
Since I was like 15, nobody would know them. There were two that like stuck out for me. It was Savage Rose.
Oh, I love them.
Rose with a Z. I mean, how cool is that, right?
It is cool.
And Screaming Mimi's was the
That's
other
the
one.
Name Screaming. I love. Yeah. Screaming Mimi's.
Screaming Mimi's.
I thought it was Meanies, like the blue Meanies.
No mean.
Bobcat, what bands have you been in?
Yes,
I'm sure I've seen them.
I've been around the block a few times. Starting with the band called Shit for Brains, early 80s.
Okay. Oh, keep going. But for now on, that word is schnit.
Schnitzel brains.
S-O-B. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And also with the Hurting Units, handful of power pop, rock and roll, punk, glam bands, and 145.
Yep. Yeah, you play with the 145,
yeah,
right?
For like the last tonight. 10 years. I'm doing tonight. Double Trouble tonight. 145. And Perilous.
How does that work out? 145 mostly being up here and you being in New York. I mean,
we don't practice. We're punk. So. We plug in and play.
Oh, I gotta tell my guys that.
Yeah. Paul Armstrong, the leader of the pack, is highly against practicing. As tonight you'll find out. Come to the show. 145, first on stage.
Right on. So who's playing on tonight's show? This is at the Square Root?
Yes. 145, Little Billy Lost, and Perilous. So
all right.
Boom, boom, boom. Three great bands.
We'll play some 145 and Little Billy Lost after talking to you guys. I'm friends with them all. All right.
This is our wonderful drummer over here.
Paul, yeah.
Yeah.
What song would you like to hear next?
Oh, let's hear Name in the Paper.
Now, is this because you got your name in the paper?
No, it's because it actually was written a long time ago when people actually used to read newspapers.
Yeah, I used to say every morning, the Boston Herald.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a song that a lot of people love. We love it too. Getting some good reviews and airplay.
Underground Garage Radio, Palmyra, thank you for the airplay. We love you.
You're being played on a Crash Course for the radio.
I mean,
now.
That's
well,
right.
We
that's
stepped
right.
it up a notch. Thank you. We're getting crashed right now.
All righty. Let me get. My board's all different, so I got to like really look at it. That would be this one. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
Name in the paper. Whose name was in the paper?
Yours. That's why we're here.
All right. Oh, yeah. So, Square Root tonight, are they doing the whole thing? They doing Worthing tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
We'll bring them back later.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't do the Worthing, but we'll bring them back later.
Sounds good. So what have you been up to lately? How the show's been going? You gigging a lot?
As much as we can. So we all live in different parts of New York. So New York City, Portland, Syracuse, Buffalo, we're spread out. And so as much as we can possibly play, we play. As much as we can possibly write, we write. As much as we can possibly record, we record.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing more lately, and we're having so much fun doing it.
Excellent.
Yeah. And so is everyone else, which is really important.
Breed, you want to tell me about that one?
This is a beautiful song dedicated to, you know, Iggy Pop, our good, you know, Joey Ramone.
Hey, I'm wearing them on my shirt today.
Lou Reed, Johnny Thunders, all the classic punk rock influence.
Right on.
So it was originally recorded by For Brains, and I wrote it.
Schnitt for Brains, yeah. Is the label?
Yeah, label.
How come it says Subculture?
That's the label. it's the band, the old band that originally wrote the song.
Oh, okay.
I think this will be right up here. This is for you.
I've liked them all so far.
If this doesn't make you happy.
If this doesn't do it, nothing will.
I'm happy.
That's what he's really trying to say.
I'm happy. I'm happy with all of it.
Awesome, right. Yes. Last of the Dying Breed.
skip. I didn't want to do that. And we're waiting on some breed to play for you and me. And it kind of sounds like something I'm gonna do. Breed by Perilous on 91.5 WMFO Medford. We'll be right back. you can play six of these. They're punk. They're short. They're supposed to be.
Short and sweet.
So that was the fourth one we played so far. We started with Rock and Roll Kiss, had Name in the Paper. Oh, no. We're going on to the fourth one. Last of the Dying Breed, and now Always Dreamed of... dot, dot, dot. Always Dreamed of... Does that mean you forget your dreams?
No, no. We're always dreaming about it. So, go ahead, Bob. So, it's just the dream that we have of... that we always do. That's just playing and having a like a Babylon adventure kind of thing.
You always dreamed of doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're doing.
It's every rock and roller's dream, right? You do it to some degree, to some extent, as much as you can.
Yes.
And we're all wanting to get to the rock and roll Babylon.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we found it here in Boston.
Woo!
So there thank you.
Go our Bruins, our Bruins. Pleasure. Okay, let's get right to it then, huh? You guys want to plug anything?
Yeah, the show tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to plug that over and over, but go ahead if you want.
What else
would like
do you want to plug?
They're at the Square Root tonight, anyway.
Let me jump
down.
Yeah, Dan.
All right. Everybody knows me, Bootleg Dan Presents. Well, if you've been following, this is the third band I brought to Boston in the last 3 weeks from New York.
Woo! You
think I got something about New York bands?
New York,
I do.
New York.
They're the best.
Bring some Detroit ones next time.
I wish I knew some. Well, I do know some.
I'm not
from
saying
Detroit.
I haven't liked the New York bands.
What about Smitty? Little Billy Loss?
Oh, yeah.
He's from Detroit.
Yeah.
There's Detroit there. Anyway, tonight... I'm really psyched about this show. Perilous worked with me last summer. They went on the road with the Gripweeds. They're going on the road again with me this year with the Sins and the Gripweeds.
Nice.
So we've got July coming up. We got August coming up. We can't wait to play in Buffalo with the Sins and Perilous. And the Rattlebones from Pittsburgh and Stress Dolls?
Oh, yeah, Stress Dolls.
And Stress Dolls.
Yeah.
So, but tonight, I'm telling you, the show, get there early. Show start about 8:45, give or take. And first up is 145. I've known Paul Armstrong since the 70s. The Flash Cubes, one of the best power pop bands in the world, hands down. Anybody wants to challenge me on that?
Flash Cubes?
Bring it on.
We have them in the system.
Bring it on. And then after that, we got Little Billy Lost. We love
Woo!
Little Billy Lost on Rock Garden Records.
Smitty.
And then to finish off, Perilous. I love this band. I'm a huge fan of rock and roll from New York. It's my area of expertise. Let me just put it that way. All the bands I know from New York. New York City and Central New York.
But you love Boston the best.
But I do love Boston. I've been living here for 30 years.
We all do.
Thank you.
But hey, I'm on a roll with New York bands. That's all I can say.
We love having them.
So, anyway, let's play. Let's rock.
And it seems like half the people you bring, I know somebody in the band.
Yeah.
It's cool. Get to see my friends I usually have to go down there to see.
Ah, it's a small world after all.
Yeah, don't start singing that. All right. Always dreamed of... dot, dot, dot. It's Perilous on MFO.
Always dreaming.
Come on and go with us. Time to have some fun.
stuff.
Good stuff.
Yes, indeed.
Perilous from New York City. Ooh, what a pity. Oh,
here we are.
Here we are.
And, yeah, we got a groove to my, Right on, Bobcat.
Right on.
So what parts of New York? You're all from different parts of New York. All
right, start with Paul, you know.
Syracuse, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Drummer.
Extraordinary drummer, singer, everything. He's a legend. You ever heard of the band The Trend from Syracuse?
Yes.
The Band-Aid single? He sang on it. We'd like to recognize what a amazing person and character this guy is.
He's the real deal.
Thank you. And my connection to 145, Paul Armstrong heard a young Trend band play, mm-hmm. and he says, I want to record your album. And so we did a 12-inch album called Batman Live at Budokan. Paul Armstrong.
He produced it.
Produced it.
No kidding.
Yep.
All connected.
How about that?
And even better, guess who's playing drums for 145 tonight? Holy cow.
I am. No practice, as Bob said. We're punk rock.
Plug in and punk.
You just go.
My new
plug
slogan.
And punk.
Plug and punk.
Plug and punk.
Good name for a song.
I like it.
It's going to be fun.
I'd punk. Like to do that, but I think we need a little practice.
Yes, it'll be interesting. So, yeah. Buffalo, of course. I'm from upstate. Been down in the city for about 13 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and so I'm Pauline, which we, yeah, are already. So I'm from Buffalo, and we play all over the place. In fact, we're playing in New York City in June.
Do you consider yourselves a New York City band? Do you play there often?
Not enough, but we're a New York band.
Okay.
We made the soul of New York City, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. We got one foot in the gutter, I'll tell you that right now.
Speak for yourself, young man.
I think it's his mind.
Yeah, his mind.
Now you say 145 doesn't practice. Does this band practice?
As much as we can.
Yes.
As much as we can, just because we're so spread out. It's, you know, sometimes the show is practice. But yeah. Honestly, I love
especially
going
if there's no one there.
Well, that's true.
I call those practice shows.
But I love
shows.
Being the one person in the audience seeing a band and watching them just enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
It's like a behind the scenes glimpse, and I think that's the most fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
But we love when people come too.
Yes.
Yeah. And Renee.
Oh, and Renee, what?
Well, it's like where you're from.
Oh, I'm from Cortland, New York. Mm-hmm. It's in the middle of the state. So it is central New York.
I bet it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Dio.
Is that where they're from?
It is. Yeah, Dio. Yeah. Ronnie James Dio. He's
elf.
The hometown hero.
Yeah, the elf.
No, that's the name of the band he was in.
That's
elf.
Right. That's
in
right.
Portland. Yeah.
Actually, I thought you were just saying he looked like an elf, but he must knew it. He had a band. The elf.
And the Rods.
It's a great music town. Like, you know,
if the
metal guy, right?
Yeah.
Ronnie James Dio.
Yep.
Everybody looked up to him, and still do. So.
He was fine.
Oh my goodness.
All right, we have coming up sixth track.
Fifth.
End of the Bar.
Is it the fifth?
Yep. Yep, this is the fifth. This should be End of the Bar. Girl, boy, you at the end of the bar.
The bar.
You're correct. It's the fifth track. All right. Here we go. End of the bar. That's where I like to be. I always sat at the end of the bar. That's where you can see what's happening. And you never sit with your back to the door of the bar.
No. Bad.
Yeah. Well, Bill Hickok taught me that one.
Guns a-blazing. Got to be careful there.
All right, where are we? In the Wild Wild West? We want to do this. We want to put that on and put this on, and it's Perilous on MFU.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
91.5 WMFON Medford with Brand New Perilous. Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah!
End of the Bar, we call that one. And this brings us to our last song. So why don't we, anyone you want to say hello to, if you're just thinking of something you want to plug, you know, sites, band sites. Go ahead, anything you want.
We're on all the socials, right?
Yeah, we're social. We got Bandcamp. You can buy some cool merch there. Spotify, iTunes, I believe. DistroKid did a good job of spreading the Perilous word.
Yeah, it should be on all streaming platforms.
The band is Perilous, P-E-R-I-L-O-U-S. O-U-S.
Perilous.
Perilous. We got a new band in
there.
Pair of lips. Tonight, we'll be live on stage.
Pair of lips.
Oh, my God. You girls are naughty.
So
bad. Okay.
Okay.
So, I'll say goodbye, but you can hang out if you want.
Of course. Is there any beer here?
Nah. Okay. Sorry.
Oh,
we're out of here.
Yeah.
Well,
gotta bail.
They're hanging out because they're driving with me.
Oh yeah.
But let's have Renee introduce and talk about this song. This is Renee's song. And it's a beautiful song.
What do we call him? Oh, Hey Baby.
Hey Baby. It's beautiful. It's so soft and
sweet
and lovely and sweet, just like me.
There's some self-promotion for you.
Woo! Yeah.
I buy that.
It's a you'll hear it. I like it. They liked it.
All right.
And we made it ours.
We like it.
It's a catcalling song.
Perilous from New York. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you, Boston.
Been an absolute
we
pleasure.
Love Boston.
And hey yeah. Hey baby.
Hey baby.
On, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's make this one work, huh? So that's number six, right?
Number six.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we'll play some bands that you're playing with after.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
We'll do 1-4-5.
Promotion, and then play a couple of
we'll
bands.
Do what promotion?
We'll do some more promotion of the show.
Okay, you want to talk after.
Yep, and then play Little Billy Lost and play 1-4-5.
I will cue them up.
All right.
Perfect.
All right.
This
one's Perilous. Hey, baby.
That's all I hear.
Hey baby, brand new from Perilous, playing tonight at the Square Root with 145.
Yeah.
And Little Billy Lost.
And Little Billy Lost. Get there early. Again, 8:30, 8:45, 145. Paul Armstrong. It's going to be great. I can't wait for this show. You know me, I'm a rock and roll addict, and this is definitely one of my favorites tonight. So hey, also Perilous is going on the road with the Sins. We're going to be doing Pittsburgh, Erie, Pennsylvania, Buffalo, and beyond. So come out and see them. Perilous is going to be at the Parkside Lounge on the 6th of June. I will be there. I'll be in New York. Cindy from the Sins will be there, and a whole bunch of friends. Bob's got a lot of friends in New York, so...
Yes. Mostly cats, but I got some friends, too.
It's going to be a rocking party for sure.
He's got friends in Boston, too.
He's got plenty of friends. Yeah. I've known him for a long time. I mean, you know, it's a small circle. Yeah. Since I've been up here, it's a small circle, and it gets smaller as longer I stay in Boston. But, yeah, and also the Perilous is going to be playing with the Gripweeds. That's going to be Buffalo, Syracuse. So I got lots of show coming up with Perilous.
Woo!
And the Sins.
Nice.
So
thank you, Dan. We love you.
Get ready to rock hard. Oh, and by the way, you've heard me say this before. Get off your couch and come out and rock tonight. There is no excuse. Who cares about the Bruins? Let's rock.
I'll be hitchhiking. 91.5 WMF. Oh, in Medford.
Bruins.
And here's Little Billy Lost and the Cox of the Walk with World.